Our next speaker is Asim Qureshi from Cage Prisoners. If some of you have followed the work of the Cage Prisoners, if you've been to the website of the Cage Prisoners, you will see that they have a tremendous history and a tremendous amount of work they've actually done. They are also a tremendous resource to various different things. Asim, I think it's easier if you come and sit where I am rather than you moving around. So,
in the green chair.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Michael Chertoff last year, he's one of the US secretaries, or was, I'm not too sure if he still is. I don't know if you know Gareth.
I have no idea.
Okay. He suggested last year in an article in the Daily Telegraph that British nationals who have a Pakistani origin should have special visa requirements on entering the US, that there should be a longer extended period whereby they actually have to make an application, background checks are done to their past family lives and whatever else. Why? It's quite obvious, and it was the whole program, the whole idea was shot down very, very quickly with a quick apology from the US State Department, that it's intrinsically racist, and you know it was untenable for them to actually officially carry out such a policy, even if it carries on unofficially when you arrive and are detained for 5, 6, 7, 20 hours by Homeland Security. So the whole point is that profiles exist in this war on terror. The entirety of the war on terror is actually made up of various profiles. The ultimate one, of course, being the British-born Pakistani, which I'm proud to be of. Thank you. You know, because of 7/7, because of other events, it would seem that if you're a Pakistani individual, and a British national at the same time, for some reason, you're flagged up quicker than anybody else. But it's not just us or them who are being targeted in such a way. Over the period of the last 7, 8, 9 years, what we're seeing is more and more profiles being created as various events take place. So, of course, what you had with all the troubles in the northwest of Pakistan, this new profile being created here in the UK, one where they're thinking to themselves, okay, if you're from NWFP, you've got to be trouble, because everybody's, you know, the whole place is in turmoil. So if you're from that region, and you know, if you're Pathan, then more than likely you're going to be trouble. The Pathan part might be true, actually. joking. There are other profiles that have been created as well. The most major one that I can think of right now is that of anybody from or associated with the Horn of Africa. If you are from the Horn of Africa, you are being targeted. If you are trying to travel to the Horn of Africa, you are targeted. Just recently, I interviewed three British men who went to Tanzania for holiday. They were stopped there, and they were sent back. Essentially, what they were told is that by the Tanzanians, we're not really interested in you, we've just been told to send you back home. Okay, that's it. They went via Holland on their way to Tanzania, because that's how the flight took them there. And when they got to Holland, who did they find waiting for them? MI5, waiting to question them about their trip to Tanzania, what they were doing out there. Tanzania is a whole country apart from Somalia, and yet because of the Somali conflict, any British Muslim male travelling to that region is automatically considered a terrorist threat. Gareth knows about a number of other cases that she's dealt with personally, about British men who have travelled to Kenya, similarly on holiday, and just because Somalia is next door, they've been detained, they've been interrogated, they've been kept in horrible conditions, and sent back to the UK. Further than that, many of you might have read the Independent article about the men from Camden. Somali men, naturalised here in the UK for many years, they grew up here, they studied here, they're just as British as anybody else, and yet they were harassed by MI5, and some of them are continually harassed by them, just because they are from Somalia. So they ask questions like, you know, what tribe are you from, what do you think about the political situation, what do you think about the UIC, the Union of Islamic Courts, about the Shabab, so many questions that relate to Somalia. And these guys are like, what are you talking about, man? You know more about Somalia than I do. Why don't you tell me what's going on over there? Because I haven't got a clue. And that's what it is. Because the only way these people can operate is through the use of profiling, unfortunately. This has become the one key feature of this war on terror, that it's not about how much evidence you have. It's not about somehow coming across actual and real plots and trying to intercept them. It's about, okay, who looks threatening to us? Who seems threatening? You know, Ian Johnson and Hazel Blair has made similar comments about, you know, we're not going to be really targeting old white ladies now, are we, when it comes to who we're going to be picking up. I remember I got stopped by Homeland Security once when I was going to give a lecture in the US. And the Homeland Security officer that was detaining me, he was an African-American. And he said to me, look, I'm really sorry about how long we're keeping you. I said, oh, it's okay. Muslims are the new black anyway, aren't they? And he put down his pen. He was really offended. He goes, you can't say that. And I was like, well, why not? He goes, well, you know, Muslims could be anybody. You're not just a color, are you? You could be white. You could be, you know, woman. You could be black. You could be brown. Anything. I said, you know what? You're right. I said, so why am I sitting here right now? I said, the fact is that you profiled me from London. You're not going to stop a biddy old white lady, and you're not going to stop a white male and various other ethnicities. The fact is that the only reason I'm sitting here before you now is because I'm a British-born Pakistani. And he said, yeah, okay, I admit that. I said, well, there you go then. So we are the new black, right? Just in a different way. And he was like, okay, all right, fine, accept. You know, but, I mean, that's what it is, really. That's as clever as they get. It's the entire system is so stupid because there, you know, in intelligence gathering, there's no intelligence whatsoever. You know, you've got a brown face, that's it, mate. You're done for kind of situation. Interesting thing about the Northwest 10. Gareth's already spoken everything. Everybody else has done such brilliant talks. I didn't really want to say anything about them other than this one piece of information that I'd like to share with you. I've got some very strong contacts in Pakistan. And about 2 weeks ago, one of Pakistan's most senior security officials was having dinner in my house. And essentially he said to me that the day after... Yeah, sorry, I apologize for that, but, you know, it's complicated.
Intelligence gathering.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was intelligence gathering. In fact, he's a very useful source of information. Anyway, the point is that, you know, I was asking him about this case because he's able to impart some knowledge onto me sometimes. I said, what's the deal with this? He goes, the day after these guys were arrested, they were on the phone to us saying, will you take them back? The day after. Okay? So it goes to show that there was really no plot. Had there been a plot, they would have tried to investigate it properly. They would have tried to do everything they can in order to make sure that they brought criminal convictions here in the UK. Because it wouldn't suit them just to send them back to Pakistan. You know, technically it makes more sense to use the vast amount of anti-terrorism legislation that they have in order to prove that there was some kind of crime going on. And then further to find out who these people were connected to in the UK. These things make sense from an intelligence gathering perspective. But none of that happened. What did happen was that they very quickly, in fact the next day, were on the phone to the Pakistani security services saying, will you please have these gentlemen back, you know, because essentially, you know, we don't know what else to do with them. And that's the reality of the situation. I won't tell you what the reply was, unfortunately, because I'm not allowed, but the fact is that is as intelligent as these people get, and that is how this whole situation is being manipulated. You've been a wonderful crowd, and it's been a long evening already, so I'm going to stop there and let Rizwan finish up, probably.
Thanks. Just before I introduce Rizwan, I just want to say that Gareth made